represents hope. The second one, peace, joy, and love. John 1 says, "In the beginning, the Word already existed." This is from the New Living Translation. "The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light, so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds, 'This is the one I was talking about when I said, someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me. From his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the unique one, who is himself God, is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us.'" Tonight we light the final candle of the Advent wreath, which is the Christ candle. For tonight we remember that this, at that point in time when God brought the light of the world in human flesh. Father, we gather together as we remember the birth of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. The one who came in the package of a little baby, grew in wisdom and truth and stature, Lord, to walk this earth as we do, yet without sin, in order that he would give his life for ours. Lord, we celebrate that tonight. And we worship you in the name of Jesus, the light of the world. Amen.
Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas, and please join us singing. You do not have to stand if you'd rather sit. I will leave that up to you, but if you prefer to stand, then by all means, that is welcome. Thank you.
Word is bleeding. Nails speak. pierce him through the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over a soul to reign. Incense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, amen raising, worship him God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering bloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone cold tomb. Star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds through the earth and skies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to
it's good to see you all. Some of you visiting family and things, so it's good to see you here. It's been a very odd year, to say the least, for every one of us. And in many cases, a very hard year for a lot of folks. And, you know, all of those things we put tonight in the light of Christ Jesus, who came to earth to save us all. And so I want to retell the Christmas story the way that God's Word presents it to us. For there was, this is paraphrased, by the way, so if you're looking for it verbatim, you won't quite find it. Before there was time, before there was space, before there was anything, before there was nothing, there was God. He was before all things. In the beginning of our world, God, whose name is Yahweh, created the skies and the waters and the dry land. He created insects and salamanders and flamingos and mountain lions and deer and dolphins. But the pinnacle of his creation, sitting right here in the pews, mankind. He created mankind in his likeness. It's like a son or daughter bears the likeness of their parents. We bear his likeness. He made us to have a deep personal relationship with him that was built on love and trust. Yahweh gave mankind wisdom and the ability to make choices so that we could experience the joy of freedom and the belonging and warmth of love. But through that ability to choose came mankind's choice to rebel against Yahweh. For generations, Yahweh pursued mankind in his enduring, patient, redeeming love. For generations, mankind resisted his loving kindness. Then Yahweh made a covenant with mankind. He promised to show his kindness and faithfulness to all mankind through Abraham's descendants. That was his part of the covenant. But the people's portion of the covenant was to trust and obey. For a time, they did walk in unity with him, but they soon turned to rebelling against the Lord. Every time they did, they earned the fruit of their rebellious hearts, things we experience today: pain, sadness, despair, hopelessness, confusion, fear, brokenness. In their despair, they would cry out to Yahweh for help, and he would come and rescue them and help them. This pattern happened so many times that it's nearly impossible to count. As this went on and on and on, Yahweh revealed his future plans. He told his people that one day he was going to rescue them out of the prison of their own evil hearts and set them free from the burden of the consequences of their sin. Through many messengers, he told them that he would be sending a Messiah, or in other words, one who would rescue them from sin and hell. Again and again, he reminded them of his promise, but they continued to try to satisfy the longings of their souls through sexual relationships, worshiping false gods, wealth, power, religious laws. For about 400 years, God did not give his people any more messengers. And the people drifted steadily away, some toward destructive lifestyles, some toward a religion of following all the laws. Then, in the silence that seemed to last forever, God spoke. First to the parents of the child who would prepare the way for the Messiah. That child grew to become John the Baptizer. Then he spoke to the would-be virgin mother of the promised Messiah. Her name was Mary. She was a very ordinary girl by most standards, but not to Yahweh. He saw in her a unique sincerity in her devotion and faith in Him. He chose her, a relatively insignificant girl from a relatively insignificant family, from a rinky-dink town, to bring the rescuing Redeemer into the world. A man named Joseph was betrothed to Mary, and when he found out that Mary was pregnant, he was heartbroken. He thought that she had betrayed his trust, and he formed a plan to break off the engagement quietly so as not to publicly humiliate Mary. But God's angel came to him in a dream and told him, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke from the dream, he determined to honor the Lord and did not break his betrothal to Mary. For the angel told him how this baby was to be the Messiah that Yahweh had promised to his people. Imagine being given the responsibility of raising the Son of God, the Savior of mankind. Soon after, they journeyed to Bethlehem, where Mary gave birth to a son. They weren't able to find any rooms for the night, so she gave birth in a stable. And the baby Messiah's crib was a manger used to feed the animals. On a hillside in the deep of night, shepherds were watching over their sheep. And when an angel appeared to them out of nowhere, the glory of Yahweh surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel told them not to fear, because he brought them good news. The Messiah was born, and they could go now to see him wrapped up and lying in a manger in the humble town of Bethlehem. Just then, a whole host of angels appeared, giving praise to God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Shepherds left their sheep right away and searched until they found the baby Messiah. They shared their whole story with Mary. She treasured it all up in her heart. And when they returned to their sheep, they were praising God the whole way there for what they had seen. There were many others who saw the young Messiah. There was the godly man, Simeon, and the prophetess, Anna, who had waited their whole lives for this moment. Then there were the wise men. After traveling for months and months, the wise men followed a bright star, and they finally found Jesus, the young Messiah. And when they found him, they fell to the ground and worshiped him. And they laid many wonderful gifts at his feet: gold, frankincense, myrrh. And much like that day when the wise men came before the baby Messiah and fell at his feet in worship, it's the way it's been to this day, that those who meet Jesus can't help but to worship him. For he is the only one who can forgive our sins. He's the only one who can change our hearts. He's the only one who can give us the hope of eternal life. It's because of him that total enemies find peace. Lost people find their way. Those who are hopeless find eternal life. And everybody, you and I, can belong to the family of God through him. Tonight is a good night to tell Jesus that you want his forgiveness, that you want his peace, that you want the hope of eternal life that he offers, that you want to belong to the family of God. And tonight you can do that. As I close in prayer and before we sing our last song together, you can invite Jesus Christ to be your Lord tonight, to be your Savior. It's for this reason that we're gathered here tonight. We're each one gathered here. Sure, it's a bit of tradition, but the real reason is because we remember the day that Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth and it changed history for everybody. If you'd like to invite Christ to be your Lord tonight, to be your Savior, just ask him in the depths of your heart while I close in prayer. Lord Jesus, it's in your name that we gather tonight with the presence of your Holy Spirit before the Father who sent you. We do so together because we want to give you thanks for offering up your life in exchange for ours, to save us from our sin, to save us from the consequence of sin, to heal our brokenness, to exchange our despair and our hopelessness with hope and peace and joy. Father, I pray for those who tonight would call you Lord for the first time, who would call on you to save them from their sin, to save them from the consequences of that, and to bring you into your family. Bring them into your family, Lord, that they would belong to you forever. Lord, I ask that you would do your work in their heart and soul, to give them life, to lead them in your ways, to fill them with your Spirit, and to help them walk with you in a way that they have never even dreamed of. Father, we worship you in all of your holiness and splendor, in all of your kindness and your love, and in the abundant grace that you've given and offered to each one of us through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
You all, please stand with me as we close with Silent Night.
Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy. Shepherds quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Merry Christmas to each one of you. May the God of all peace fill you with his joy and peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.